Hello, everyone. This is Steve Baker. It's time for another 5 in 10, episode number 5. This one will be starting a little bit differently. I'm going to actually do a reading for you from the tweet storm that I put out this morning. All right, here we go. Number 1, remember that 41,000 hours of January 6th video promised to the American people by House Speaker McCarthy? Then, more recently, he sent the January 6ers fave, Marjorie Taylor Greene, to the microphones and video cameras to explain to us why we really shouldn't have access to all that video. This new argument coming from the likes of MTG and others about Capitol security concerns and protecting innocents from the sedition hunters and other online sleuths is frankly a steaming pile of Barbara Streisand on both counts. Areas covered by exterior Capitol CCTV video can be filmed anytime by anyone with a cell phone camera, not to mention our largest enemy's spy satellites. The interior areas we need access to have already been captured by over 1,000 J6ers cameras. We're not asking for video of escape routes, tunnels, and the inside of private offices. The biggest and deepest pile of crap is this feigned concern about open source sleuths using this video to subject even more innocent protesters to DOJ prosecution. If you believe that, then you have to also believe that the FBI doesn't already have all that video and that of the other 1,100 cameras not included in the limited access being given to a small handful of journalists, a number so small you can count them on one hand, by the way. You have to also believe that the FBI hasn't already run the most sophisticated AI facial recognition on all of that video. You have to believe that the FBI isn't already employing and sharing these videos with those so-called sedition hunters. This is already a well-established unholy alliance of both domestic and foreign open-source online sleuths already working closely with the FBI and the Department of Justice to assist in the manpower required to sift through such an overwhelming amount of video data. Releasing the videos to the general public is not going to endanger a single additional innocent person. Along with cell phone geofencing data that they have, they will eventually get around to all of those innocents before the statute of limitations expires. Come on, people. They already have all this video. What we're actually witnessing from the Conservative Review's F-scored Speaker McCarthy and his surrogates is the very definition of controlled opposition, controlled access in this case, as it were. Just enough to salve their constituencies. They pat us on the head, they tell us a little lie about safety and security, sound familiar? And then they feed us just enough to keep the pitchforks and torches at bay. This is a 21st century version of bread and circuses, except these are just crumbs from that loaf of bread. What you don't know is this small handful of approved sources must submit their story ideas to the congressional gatekeepers, that would be Speaker McCarthy's staffers. And so long as those stories scratch the public's itch just enough without ripping off the scab of the hidden truth, they might be approved for release. Do I begrudge that small handful who've been anointed to bring us carefully controlled and limited access? Well, not in the least. They played the game, so they are granted temporary and limited access to the outer foyer of the inner sanctum, but that's all they have. The promise of Speaker McCarthy of the House is still broken. Believe me, there are stories buried in those videos they do not want to be released. Some of us have already seen them, and the rest of America needs to see them too. But it's not going to happen until Speaker McCarthy keeps his promise to release all the videos. Actual innocents have already lost their freedoms and had their lives and families' lives destroyed. The DOJ has now ramped up the number of arrests again, interestingly, following the first Oath Keepers sentencing hearings a few weeks ago. This controlled and limited access to potentially exculpatory video evidence will allow even more lives to be destroyed, which is the exact opposite of MTG's new 180-degree flip-flop assertions about security and sedition hunter concerns. According to Rasmussen polling, 65% of Americans believe that undercover government assets provoked the events of January 6th, and 80% of Americans want all that video released to the public. This is important. Call your congressperson and shout it from the rooftops. Number 2, dovetailing out of number 1, I don't want just access. I want action. In DC, they tell me, play the game and be patient. Then they pat me on the head. They, being those 20 and 30-something-year-old congressional staffers who are nothing more than gatekeepers to their C-minus, D-plus, and F-ranked rhinos, who are betraying us every day under the cover of ear-tickling rhetoric, and then their votes for unconstitutional time bombs buried deep inside those 4,000-page spending bills. You can find those rankings at freedomworks.org, heritageaction.com, libertyscore.com, conservativereview.com, ntu.org, and others. The information about those votes are out there. If they are ranked lower than 80%, then you need to primary these bastards and get them out of there. Number three, again, dovetailing off of number one, let's talk about solutions. There's a tremendous amount of complexity to how that 41,000 hours of January 6th video is currently archived and presented at the three computer consoles to which a small handful of journalists have been given access. But there is a solution. That solution is Elon Musk. I'm going to go out on a limb here because Elon Musk has publicly stated on numerous occasions that he wants Twitter to be the home of independent citizen journalism. I think he would make his servers available without cost to the taxpayer to host all of those videos. I'd even venture that Elon Musk's team would be able to make the archives far more user-friendly than they are right now, searchable, and with a graphic user interface. What say you, Elon? Number four, the Saudis are now planning to execute seven people who were only teenagers at the time of their crimes. One was only 12. Six of them were sentenced on terrorism-related charges, the seventh for armed robbery and murder, after unfair trials marred by torture-tainted confessions, say Amnesty International. This is the same government that has now entered into a massive financial arrangement, merging the PGA Professional Golfers Tour with their upstart LIV tour or LIV tour. The Justice Department has notified the PGA Tour that it will be investigating the tour's planned merger with LIV Golf's Saudi backers for antitrust concerns. I used to play golf a lot, 3 to 5 times a week, in fact. I was obsessed with the game. As it is now, I haven't played a hole of golf in over 2 years. This deal, though, is sure to be a financial boon for the best players in the world if it goes through. But is it a deal with the devil? Five. Finally, let's end this week's 5 and 10 with something on an up note. My favorite musician of all time is guitarist Steve Lukather. Being a trumpet player myself, you'd think that it would be the likes of Doc Severinsen or Louis Armstrong. But above all my trumpet playing heroes, Lukather, or Luke as they call him, stands above the rest. Not only is he arguably the greatest studio player of all time, inarguably in the top three, but he is also a founding member of the band Toto. His singing, songwriting, and especially the melodic virtuosity of his guitar playing have always struck a chord with me. Today, he released his 9th solo album entitled Bridges. His voice is lower, darker, raspier than it was 40 years ago, but that guitar still furiously weeps. He's also surrounded himself on this project with many of his old Toto bandmates, past and present. So this one brings back all the feels for me. I've been listening to it on a loop since early this morning. TPC says, check it out. All right, thanks for joining me this week for the first five of 5 and 10. There'll be more to come beginning on Monday. Please consider joining my Locals community where I share content I don't put out anywhere else. It's free to subscribe, but for as little as $5 per month, you can get even more content shared nowhere else and help support my continued investigations into government weaponization against the American people and the ongoing revelations about what really happened on January 6th. Simply go to tpc4usa.com. From your app store, download the Locals app and then search for at TPC4USA. You can also find me on Twitter, Facebook, and Truth Social with the same handle, at TPC4USA. Thanks a bunch, and I'll see you again on Monday with another 5 and 10.